How eager are you to prove that last week's game was not the real Browns?
We'll come out and do what we're supposed to do, do what we practice to do, not turn the football over. You know, if a lot of those drives end with punts instead of turnovers, I think it's a totally different game.
And how about defensively? I'm sure that's not what you think you guys are going to be for 15 more games.
Yeah, but we don't feel like we played all that bad on the defensive side of the ball. The score might look differently than the game actually looks. It didn't start to get out of hand until the second half, until we started to turn it over. A mishap here on defense, a mishap here, you know, so we'll be all right.
Tati, what do you guys hope to do with a rookie quarterback in Marcus Mariota? We've shown that he's got the arm, but he also has the legs. How do you contain a guy like that?
Well, it's not even about being a rookie. You know, nowadays in National Football League, you can be caught up to speed pretty fast. It's about what we want to do to every quarterback. But first and foremost, we have to be good on the early downs, so put them in second and longs, third and longs, and then we'll be able to confuse them a bit. You know, we've been able to confuse veteran quarterbacks, so it's not even about being veteran or rookie. It's about getting in the quarterback's head, getting them in third and long, and make them have to read and look at certain things. So that's our game plan this week. That's our game plan every week. And the offensive game plan is to stay out of second and long, stay out of third and long. So it's a battle of wills when it comes to that. And we understand if we get a lot of third and longs, then it's a good chance that we'll win a football game.
How do you think Johnny will do? I
don't know what I think Johnny will do. Only he knows that. Only the offensive guys know that, to know the intricate details of what they're doing on that side of the ball. But whatever he does, you know, we just can't turn that football over. You know, hopefully it comes out, he plays lights out, no turnovers, and we win the football game.
Have you seen a big improvement in him from last year to this year?
I haven't really been paying attention right now in practice, really been focusing on what we do on the defense side of the ball. So the offensive coaches or players on that side will be able to answer that better than me.
How is their run offense, Tennessee?
Excuse me?
How does Tennessee run the ball? Do you think
they're similar to the New York Jets? Downhill runs, a lot of zone runs. They have the back is a little smaller than it was last week, but he runs hard. They have Terrence West over there. You know, he's going to be pretty juiced up for this game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, similar to the New York Jets.
I know he's on the other side of the ball, but Coach Kevin O'Connell, he worked with Marcus quite a bit leading up to, you know, the offseason and the draft and whatnot. Has he been able to give you guys any type of tips or, you know, insight into Marcus at all to help your defensive preparation?
No, I don't think we really need to. They're not doing a whole lot of things over there with him. They're not making it very difficult. They're doing a lot of play action pass with a lot of quick passes. His receivers are making him look good. You know, so it's a lot of quick things, a lot of simple things. It's get the ball into the playmaker's hands and let them make plays. It's not making him drop back and read two, three guys. They're giving him one, two guys, use his legs, or get the ball out quick.
Anything else?
You looking forward to going against T. West on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we all are. I think he'll be looking forward to going against us too. So it's a good opportunity for us both.
Thank you.